Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, February 25th. A traffic note for drivers in Owen Sound: a downtown road closure this morning for snow removal operations. 8th Street East is closed between 2nd and 3rd Avenues East. The OPP emergency response team was called in to assist with a recent arrest in Chesley. South Bruce OPP say they arrested a 30-year-old man last Friday after receiving a report of an assault 2 days prior. Police haven't released much more information, only that the man was charged with numerous offenses, including assault with a weapon and trespassing at night. Owen Sound's joining an Association of Municipalities of Ontario campaign to highlight how provincial partnerships can help address issues such as homelessness. AMO's calling for provincial investments in social and supportive housing, as well as mental health and addiction support. In a statement, Owen Sound Mayor Ian Boddy says the city continues to bring forward concerns about the funding structure and provincial assistance on social services when it meets with ministries. The Saugeen Shores Fire Department saw a 35% increase in calls last year. Fire Chief Ed Melanson's annual report was presented to Saugeen Shores Council yesterday. It says there were more than 300 calls last year for the fire department. Most of those were medical calls or alarms. Firefighters in Saugeen Shores responded to 7 structure fires in 2024. West Gray is awarding a $1.9 million contract to replace a bridge in Glen Elg. W.G. Kelly Construction will complete the job after bidding about $200,000 under what the municipality budgeted for the project. On the national news, Google Maps says it's going to change small print references, which label some provincial parks in Canada as state parks. Labels actually predate U.S. President Donald Trump's commentary about making Canada the 51st state, but Canadian users took notice in recent days and sparked online outrage over Google using U.S. terminology to categorize Canadian parks. And the 4 people running to replace Justin Trudeau as Liberal leader and prime minister will share the stage in a debate tonight. They squared off last night in Montreal for a French language debate. Trump and tariffs were key topics. The federal Liberals will announce their new leader on March 9th. It's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a flat open this morning. Futures little change in pre-market trading. After a mixed close yesterday, the Dow was 33 points higher at 43,461. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank. Tech stock benchmark was down more than 1%, while the TSX was 4 points higher, 25,151. Bitcoin plummeting nearly 6% this morning to around 89,000 US. The price of oil is off a quarter point to 70.50 per barrel, while gold's trading a half point lower at $2,945 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 70.15 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. 2 games in the NHL last night. Winnipeg beat San Jose in overtime for their franchise record 10th consecutive victory. Mark Scheifele's OT winner made him the franchise leader in goals. The Kings had a 5-2 win over Vegas. Quinton Byfield had 4 assists. There's a dozen games tonight, including the Leafs in Boston. The Scepters are in action. They'll try to extend their winning streak to 7 when they visit Montreal in a battle of the PWHL's top 2 teams. Matthew Tkachuk was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night. Hockey in the U.S. got a big boost from the Four Nations face-off, where the final was the most watched non-NFL event ever on ESPN+. And the Blue Jays spring training game against Detroit was rained out yesterday. Today, Max Scherzer makes his Blue Jays debut against the Cardinals. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In high school sports, Owen Sound District won the Varsity Boys BAA Curling Championship yesterday, and Sacred Heart took the girls' crown. And the latest edition of the OHL Power Rankings is out. The Owen Sound Attack checked in at number 11 after picking up 4 of 6 points in their weekend road trip. Tomorrow, the Attack hosts the Niagara Ice Dogs at the Bayshore. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of some showers and a high of 3. Tonight, partly cloudy sky and a low of -3. Cloudy tomorrow and a high of 1. And Thursday, cloudy, chance of some flurries or showers and a high of 0.